Also, a second statement that Benuel said, that every sefer has a preface, hakdama, explaining this is the hakdama to the sefer, the preface, giving us an insight to the sefer, then we go into the whole sefer. Benuel said, my whole sefer, the holy kutumanan, is hakdamas. It's not a sefer, it's just a preface. To what? It's a preface, hakdama. It's filled with hakdamas. Now, you take preface, it's very simple. This book, Lahavdil, deals with this and this story. Well, this sefer deals with this type of commentary. You go into the sefer itself, you got to struggle, you got to concentrate. And then it says, my words are all hakdamas. You go into the sefer, now you find that it's not hakdamas. It's so deep and so difficult, like the end of the line rather than the beginning of the line. See, like this is, you reach the climax, you reach the ultimate, and yet it is only a hakdama. How is that possible? The one who understands, that person can realize this. As we could see, you take a paragraph of the Kutamanan, and you cover it, what you think is having covered it well, you know it well, and that's about it. You are now complete. Then, Nelson Zell takes the same paragraph, but Tehidim Kutamanan, and he wrote a Sefer Likutei Halachos, 8 volumes of Likutei Halachos, on this Sefer Likutei Maran. And in these 8 volumes, every paragraph of Rabbeinu Zell's written Likutei Maran, the Nelson Zell has a big chapter on it. This is only the beginning. He shows, he opens a door, which I'd like to show that Rabbeinu Zell referred to. These are all hints, a preface to a long topic in depth. And this, throughout the Holy Kutmanan, you have Likutei Halachos, which is much longer, and it shows that each sentence leads to a whole brand new topic.